Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. Hope you're well. Welcome to Talking Tactics, where this week I'm going to be having a look at Fulham, who are surprisingly scoring a load of goals very suddenly.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Back-to-back 5-0 wins follows on from 3 goals at Anfield and 3 goals against Wolves, making it 16 goals in 4 games. And I noticed a few things in the Monday night encounter against Wolves that really interested me, particularly in relation to Fulham's 2 8s and how much involvement they would get with the wide players. I felt like this was something new. Spoiler: perhaps it's not, but there is a reason, I think, why Fulham have started having a lot more success recently. And I'm going to cover through some of that during the course of this audio slash video. As ever, for those listening to the audio, the video on this is highly, highly recommended. Because I'm going to start here with 3 screen grabs from that Wolves game. The first here shows you Alex Iwobi on the ball, Fulham attacking down the right-hand side of the pitch. And want to highlight, obviously, Andreas Pereira, who is about to make a run into what we like to call that half-space corridor. That's in between Wolves' left-back, Toti Gomez, and Max Kilman, who played left-sided centre-back on that particular evening. So Iwobi's going to feed the ball in to Pereira. And we're going to move this on to the next screen grab. And Pereira's played the cross. You can see him right by the touchline. And Raul Jimenez, obviously, he's just outside the 6-yard box. The ball's near him, and he's going to have a good chance. Doesn't connect with it cleanly. But what's interesting here is numbers in the box, which I think's important. Iwobi's obviously gone from the flank back in beyond. You've got right back Timothy Castagne's obviously come in support as well. You've got behind Jimenez inside the box, Tom Kearney, who's played as the left-sided 8/10. More on that in a bit. Willian above him is also in the box. You've got the left back Anthony Robinson that's outside the D. And on this particular evening, João Paulinho didn't play. Harrison Reed played as Fulham 6, and he's the furthest left in the picture. So the only 2 Fulham players you can't see are the 2 centre-backs. Every Wolves player in shot. And I just wanted to highlight that to show, firstly, Pereira obviously making a run, who plays as the right-sided 8 here. In advance of Iwobi, Iwobi doesn't just sit out wide and admire it. He wants to come back in and get involved. And just show the amount of bodies Fulham get forward here. It felt a little bit unusual. It felt quite passive during the course of this season, I've felt, and I've struggled for goals, as we'd mentioned a number of times. And just want to show you this last screenshot from the same game as well. This is shortly before, I think, the first goal. And this is just to highlight Fulham's shape a little bit more. So you've got Bassey on the ball, played as right-sided centre-back this night. Tim Ream, left-sided centre-back, who hasn't played the last 2 games. Bassey's gone to left-sided centre-back. Tosin Adebayo has come into the team. Harrison Reed, you can see, is the 6 in the centre circle. Is actually telling Bassey to pass the ball to Ream. Right at the bottom of the screen, you got Castagne, the right back. He's actually saying to Bassey, no, come this way. I think he's got Iwobi on his outside. At the top, you've got obviously Anthony Robinson as the left back. You can also see right at the very top of the picture, near a ball boy sitting by a ball right next to the billboards, is Williams, obviously holding the touchline. And you can see Tom Kearney and Andreas Pereira. This isn't a double pivot. So you got Kearney ahead to the left of Reed, and you got Pereira is obviously furthest right on this shot, playing as the right-sided 8. Was this different, or is it personnel? And I went on a little bit of a journey during the course of doing my research for this, actually going and looking back at Fulham's goals from last season as well, of which I'm going to show you a few, because this all felt very new to me. And actually, it's not. I'm going to show you now Fulham's first goal against Wolves. Pereira, in a deeper position, feeds Castagne, is pushed on down the right-hand side into Iwobi, who's happy to come off the flank and get involved. Look at Kearney trying to make space. He's the 10. And watch the area he drifts into. He drops short that allows Robinson to go on the outside of Willian. Robinson receives the return. And Iwobi has come off the flank to get involved in a central area and score. And I like that. Iwobi's in good form at the moment. He's been criticised heavily in the past in terms of his lack of end product or his final ball. But one of the things I think he's given this Fulham team since he's moved from a central area out wide is a little bit more dynamism. He's constantly a player that's on the move. I like the fact that he arrives into the area like a supporting central midfield player. And it's the overload of the players on the left-hand side, the trio of Robinson, Willian, and the wide left eight, Tom Cairney, who doesn't get involved in the play, but his positional does allow Robinson to make the move because he's got the support should the cross be cleared or should Wolves win the ball back. This is the opening goal against Forest recently. It won't be down the line to nothing. And Murillo plays inside Sangare for Forest. Now he turns back into trouble and Jimenez pinches it back. And Bassi, who's probably now why he's in the team, can step out from centre-back. Great touch from Cairney, takes Felipe out of the game. Forest are in massive trouble. Willian out wide. Jimenez makes the run across the front. And there's Iwobi again supporting on the back post, arriving in the box off of the flank on the right-hand side. Really good. Fast breakaway. We're going to show you the West Ham opening goal shortly as well. And the execution in the end actually ends up being very similar in terms of the delivery from the left-hand side and met at the far post. But they're very different goals, which I think highlight some of Fulham's strengths. So the first here is suddenly fast counter-attacking. Perhaps something we've not associated so much. You got Cairney and Pereira both in a position to attack. Paulinho, 26, is obviously deeper and back in the team. That touch from Cairney gets them free. And now they've got trouble on the back stick. Forest, Murillo goes way too deep. It's really bad defending. And I'll show you a screen grab that highlights that pretty bad in a little while. But it's really good support play. And Jimenez's run across the front shouldn't be underestimated in the role of this goal either. And neither should Willian's delivery. Now, on to the opening goal against West Ham. It's actually a poor pass by Cairney. Soufal clears out Robinson. Cairney, in fairness, does cover in the left-back position. Kudus comes inside. Watch this from Paulinho. Bam, one tackle. Bam, two tackles. That's why I call him the best ball winner in the league. He's astonishingly good in the tackle. And he releases Willian down the left-hand side. Fulham continue, despite Robinson laying prone. And the attempted pullback was for Pereira. Now, because it didn't reach him, and Paulinho keeps the ball in play, Pereira comes over to the left-hand side. Now, this is what I mean about overload. You've got four players on this side, and exchanging passes, taking their time. Robinson's on his feet. So you've now got half the team in that area. Comes back into Paulinho. No press from West Ham. Flat cross with a bit of pace. And Jimenez heads in really well. Nice to see him scoring headed goals after what he's been through as well. And very different. Both goals came from counter-attacking, but obviously the second one breaks down and then they're a little bit slow in terms of what they're doing. West Ham go into a rest position, no want to go and press Fulham in any way. The bigger problem is rather than not closing down Paulinho, it is actually the fact that the defence gets too deep and the goalkeeper's got no chance. Once this is delivered from Paulinho, it's into an area and it's quick enough, you know, Flappy can't come from that in any way. And Jimenez gets in front of Cresswell, who's not the best aerially in any case, and scores. It's great from Fulham's perspective, really bad from West Ham's. But it's interesting to see that overload. That's some of the things I was seeing in the Wolves game. And to end up with a point there, we actually got half the team in kind of a 10-yard circumference, if you will, and they're happy just to keep it there. That's what I'm referring to in terms of the overloads. Here's the still image, as promised, from the goals against Fulham and West Ham at the point of delivery, obviously from Willian against Forest and from Paulinho against West Ham. Obviously, in Forest's case, it's a counter-attack. Look how deep Murillo goes. I was quite critical of him on the podcast, but that is part of Jimenez's run across the front. Murillo decides to follow it, which if he doesn't think he can play offside, then obviously he has to do. But Iwobi's got the run on Toffolo, I think it is, on the back post. And to highlight the difference, obviously, below, West Ham, for me, they are too deep as far as I'm concerned. You want the midfield to engage a bit more and you want the back line up to the edge of the penalty area, in my opinion. So having shown you the first goal from all these three games, and Fulham obviously scored 13 in those last three home games, I went to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole. And I'm going to show you some graphics, which you can see on screen now as a first image. These are average touch positions as taken from SofaScore in the three games against Wolves, Forest and West Ham. And there's a few things to note in terms of caveats here. Firstly, number 20, Willian, who obviously plays in all the games, does on occasion end up going on the right-hand side, perhaps later in games. So there's perhaps a little bit more infield than you might otherwise expect. Interestingly, if you look at the West Ham game, look at Iwobi, he ends up in a more central area. I think he went and played on the left-hand side later in the game and also moved into midfield. So you have to have these little caveats when you look at an average position over 90 minutes. Where possible, I really like to look at average positions in the first 45 minutes because I think that gives more of a detail. Once subs are happening, obviously players can tend to move positions. A few things to highlight here. Obviously, number seven is Raul Jimenez. That's the forward. He's not always the furthest forward. If you look at that against Wolves, for example, he's much deeper than, say, number 18, Pereira. And Pereira is the right-sided eight in this system. And Tom Cairney, number 10, is the left-sided, if you will. So Harrison Reed, as I said, number six, played against Wolves. And in the Forest West Ham games, Paulinho, number 26, back in. He's obviously much deeper than his two midfield partners, Pereira and Cairney. But what I went to look at was the same fixtures from last season. And I thought they were worth looking at because Fulham played all three of these opponents at home this year. So they've played Forest, Wolves and West Ham all at Craven Cottage inside the last 10 months. And the only one that's changed manager is Wolves. So perhaps we'd take the Wolves game as a little bit of pinch of salt because it's a change from Lopetegui to Gary O'Neill. But obviously, West Ham still had David Moyes and they did win at Fulham last season. And obviously, Nottingham Forest were managed by Steve Cooper in both games. Now, you might look at this and think, we don't see a lot different, James. And that would be perfectly understandable if you come to that conclusion. There is one key difference, and it's number 18, Pereira, who, as you can see in these graphics, is now, as you look to the right, but actually to the left of Paulinho in all of these. And I think we fell into a trap last year of thinking that Pereira is the 10 and Harrison Reed plays alongside Paulinho as a part of a double pivot because he's not an extravagant player, if you will. We see him more as perhaps a ball-winning player than an actual creative or an offensive player. If you look at, for example, against the Wolves player, the Wolves game here, Harrison Reed, number 6, is very close to Paulinho. You could make the case that's part of double pivot, but it's very right, if that makes sense. You could make the case if they were a double pivot, Paulinho would be further to the right as you look from that Wolves game. But in the other games against Forest and particularly against West Ham, you can see Reed is much more advanced than Paulinho and always a lean to the right-hand side. So I went to go down a rabbit hole because when I look at these together, and we can look at all six together on the graphic here on screen, which kind of shows you that there's no major changes between all six games in terms of Fulham's style and approach. Those are the six games. There's nothing there for me to say. This is obviously different to you, other than Pereira is now playing to the right side rather than the left side. And that change, of course, comes about because Tom Cairney has started the last three home games, naturally left-footed, and we would perceive him differently to Harrison Reed, I think. Cairney is a more cultured footballer, let's be very honest. He's got a greater range in his passing, can play the deep line position, can play as a number 10 as well, playing as an 8 at the moment, quite advanced 8, it should be said. But that might also be down to the opposition that Fulham been playing very recently. And that's what's meant Pereira has moved to the right. Now, I've been saying quite a lot this season that I think Fulham have moved to a 4-3-3, even when Reed was still playing earlier in the season. But when I went down the rabbit hole, I kind of found that that's what they were doing last season. And I want to show you some things. What you're looking at on screen now is four heat maps. The top two are from last season, and the bottom two are from this season. The one on the left is one player and the one on the right is another player who doesn't play for Fulham, but it's what it made me think of the more I dived into this. Any guesses for the player on the left? It is a Fulham player. So that's Andreas Pereira. Now the top image is from last season. You can see that kind of core red sparkle towards the top, which means there's an obvious lean to the left-hand side. Whereas, like I said, I think most of us just saw him as a 10 last season. And the graphic below is Pereira's average touch map from so far this season, which looks more spread, But that's also understandable because he's played a number of games in that left eight position, and obviously more recently played as the right eight position. That area kind of around and just outside centrally of the D, not so much. There's a lean into half spaces. You've not got many players playing the 10 position. Take Martin Odegaard at Arsenal. He doesn't play as a 10. He plays as a right central hybrid 8-10, basically. And that might give you some clues into who the player is on the right, because this is what this made me think of with Pereira. Any guesses? You should know I've picked a Tottenham player. It's James Maddison. Now, the top image is Madders from playing at Leicester last season, where quite often he played as a right-sided 10 in a front three for Leicester. So he's got more of a lean to the right. Whereas the bottom image is obviously his appearances for Tottenham in the Premier League so far this season. And we know definitely that James Maddison likes to operate as the left 8-10 hybrid position. So he does it to the left for Tottenham, whereas Odegaard does it to the right. And that's what this made me think of. And I wasn't quite sure why I hadn't really spotted this with Fulham previously. There was a real lean that this was happening at Fulham. Maybe because they have less of the ball. I mean, it's clear there, if you look at Pereira's touch map and Madison's, you can see Maddison is obviously touching the football a lot more than Pereira. And perhaps that's a big reason why. Perhaps when we look at a side like Fulham, we are as much judging without the ball as we are with the ball. I've also, because of what I've seen at Tottenham the last few years, possibly been heavily judging Tottenham defensively, whereas now I'm judging it a lot more offensively. So we can see here, looking at the two Pereira heat maps, that has always been a lean to one side or the other. Last season, it was nearly predominantly the left side. This side, it has changed a little bit, depending on who else is playing in Fulham's midfield with Paulinho and Pereira. The lean to the right has come recently with Tom Cairney in the team. And if you're wondering, I looked into Harrison Reed's heat maps, and you'd be amazed how heavy it is towards the right-hand side of the pitch. I don't think I need to show you that, because he's not in the team at the moment. And I'm pretty confident Tom Cairney's going to stay in. So having found these heat maps, I wanted to have a look at some of Fulham's play from last year. Now, the temptation is to go and watch 38 games, but I'm obviously not going to do that, and I don't have the time. So I found a cute video that showed all of Fulham's goals from last season. And I want to highlight a few of them to you to show you that actually it's not particularly new. Opening day of the season at Liverpool, at home to Liverpool, sorry. So Pereira's dropped short, played to Reed. Stays on side. I think it's Cabano on the right-hand side. You've got the overlap from the fullback, Kené Tété. And we were used to this last season. Hang it up for Mitrovic and let him do the rest. Look at Pereira and Reed in the box. They're there ready to arrive as two eights. Not Reed sitting back with Paulinho deeper. Reed and Pereira getting up in support right on the edge of the box. Against Nottingham Forest, Reed there again playing wide to Willian on the right-hand side. Look at Reed makes that same run Pereira made against Wolves. You got Tete up in support. Reed is in the box. And you got Paulinho, the six, in support, who buries from the edge of the box. Brilliant goal. Love him as a player. Anyone who listens to the Sky Pods knows that. And I eulogise him back quite a lot in the FPL ones now, even though it's irrelevant for fantasy. This is same game. Fulham now 2-1 up because of this goal. Pereira on the ball. Look at Reed's positioning. Keep an eye on him. Number six in the centre of the pitch. As soon as the ball goes wide, he's off in support because Pereira's short and been left on the floor. Willian drags a runner to the front post. Reed is round the back and scores. And you don't see Harrison Reed get many goals, to be honest. But he's done exactly what you expect there of an eight right-sided. It could be comparable position-wise, to be honest, to what Pap Sarr's doing at Tottenham. I have found a lot of Fulham-Tottenham coincidences looking at some of these clips. This is against Manchester United, last game before the World Cup. Willian down the left touchline. It's been a turnover. Look at Cairney in support. Rare start for Tom Cairney. Hits that space as the left-sided eight on the overlap. And Dan James, who was in on loan, supports coming in off the flank, much like we've seen Alex Iwobi do, and scores, can't miss. This is against Leicester towards the end of the season. Paulinho in to win it, into Reed. Hold up, I think, from Vinicius there. And there's Tom Cairney getting another rare start. Comes inside and scores. Harrison Reed was on the edge of the box supporting as well in a good advanced position. Fulham also scored five in this game. We're going to show you the other two goals they scored late in this game. There's Reed on the ball. And again, he doesn't admire the pass. He's in the support of Kenny Tete on the outside. Tete bombs up the flank. Again, near post run for Vinicius. Leaves the space for Kenny to arrive and score. You'd be watching these clips and thinking Tom Kenny's suddenly an FPL asset, by the way. He's 4.9 if you're interested. It won't be the worst buy. Paulini gets taken out. There's Reed as the right-sided eight into Willian. Kenny makes the run around the outside as the left-sided eight. Willian comes inside and scores a cracking goal. Reed's in the box, his first there to congratulate Willian. So it's not new. This was all happening before. I just think I hadn't noticed as much. This is the next game at Southampton, playing out from the back. The ball comes into Kenny, who gets another start again. He's actually dispossessed there. But then when the ball finds him here off this layoff, look at that for a pass into Harry Wilson. Look who's there, number six, Harrison Reed on the overlap. He gets a block tackle in and Vinicius can't miss. It's not new from Fulham. It was always just a single pivot of Paulinho that they could allow. The big difference, I think, now to then is the pace in the wide areas of both Iwobi and Willian are carrying them up the pitch better. And Tom Kearney is a very good footballer, which adds added craft and creativity. Perhaps there was a little bit more too much reliance on Andreas Pereira in the past to create. Kearney is now doing it as well. And Fulham are reaping the rewards. Whether they'll do that so much in more difficult games, I'm not sure. But I tell you what, if Newcastle really are walking wounded and weary going into that fixture on Saturday, I mean this honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Fulham go there and beat them. And yes, Tom Kearney has been added to the wildcard watch list. That is all for Talking Tactics. Ciao for now.
The Fantasy Football Show.